大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
我们已经一年多因为疫情没有团建，所以就请大家出去吃了一顿饭。然后呢，在吃饭的过程、聊天的过程当中 ，Adam 发现我很会说加拿大一些城市的名字，是不是？他表扬我说，嗯，这个发音非常 local， 非常标准。
It's very true. It's very true. So I, did you guys know, am from a city called Toronto.
多伦多。
Right, right, right. But people from there, they don't say Toronto.
他们说
Toronto.
后面是 N-A, Trana.
Trana.
像 China.
Kind of like China. Yeah.
Anyway, so that inspired us, that gave us the idea of today's show. 就是世界上有很多城市，我们今天仅局限于 limit to English speaking countries.
Right.
然后这些地方的城市啊，这些城市的名呢，你看它的拼法，或者你觉得标准的读音应该是一个样子。但是 local 那个地方的人，他的发音是另外一回事儿，是吧？
Right, absolutely.
So today we'll be taking you to a few major English speaking countries, starting in Canada, 然后美国，然后澳洲，还有英国，这些一些主要的城市，我们把他们的这个发音 local 的发音跟大家讲一讲。
Yes, yes. Okay, so Toronto, let's get this out of the way. It is spelled T-O-R-O-N-T-O. Lots of O's.
Right, and lots of T's.
Mm-hmm.
所以看它的拼法会很自然地读成 Toronto.
Right.
Which is not wrong.
Right, it sounds like you are an American sportscaster. The Toronto Raptors.
对，其实很多美国人也是会说 Toronto 啊。但是你真的到了 Toronto 这个城市，你会发现当地的 locals 都是像刚刚 Adam 说的。就像 China 一样。
Right, China.
China.
Yeah. So there's two things going on there. One of them is there are kind of different levels of local.
Oh.
So like Toronto is fine. Saying that last O is fine. But even more local is making that O into the like China, like Trana.
可能对咱们听众来说一下子太 local 有点难。
Right.
我们就是 half local.
Half local is good. Yeah.
Trana.
Toronto, yeah.
对，所以我觉得这个发音的 tip 就是它的那个 T-O, local 就不发 to, 而是发 C-H,
right,
对吧
right.
Toronto.
Right.
所以因为多伦多的华人中国人也很多嘛。
Right. I used to always say 华人多、
哎、
多伦多华人多。
那所以如果你要到多伦多去这个留学啦或者移民啊、你可以先准备一下。You are going to Toronto.
Right. Or maybe that's not your destination. Toronto has a very big airport, but maybe you are actually going over to Montreal.
Oh, 我特别喜欢蒙特利尔，就法语区嘛。这 Montreal, 蒙特利尔的拼法是 M-O-N-T-R-E-A-L.
Right.
所以我们会看到它的后半部分就像英文的那个 Rio.
It looks like Rio.
对。所以有可能你想读成Montreal. But actually the pronunciation is
Montreal.
所以它最后面是一个 all 的音、就好像 oh, 我明白了 oh, 我 get 它应该发 Montreal.
Right, so that could be a sticky point. The other big one is the O in this. No one really knows how to say the O.
对
Montreal.
因为它是法语区、
right.
我们今天就不讲这个法语的发音、
right.
好不好我们讲一下比较 standard
Right, so it's Montreal
Mon
just
Montreal
Yeah, the same sound we're going to keep coming back to again and again is just
The schwa sound,
right.
是吧好 once again, 蒙特利尔是
Montreal
好那加拿大 Well, where we are 这个城市温哥华、它的发音 我发一下 Vancouver
Wow
是吧
Well, you know, I mean, yes, it's perfect, but this one really isn't as hard.
所以它不像 Toronto 和 Montreal.
It sounds the way it looks.
Yeah, I think most people don't have a problem with Vancouver.
Right.
好那看完加拿大的主要城市以后呢 let's go to our southern neighbor.
South Canada, as I like to say.
就是美国 the United States of America.
Right, okay, so lots of great cities there.Some of them, it's not really the pronunciation that's the problem, it's the stress. Where do you put the stress?
重音，特别是那一系列以 new 打头的城市，比如纽约啊，新泽西，新奥尔良。那我们先来看纽约好了。
Okay.
我觉得纽约不会造成很大的发音困扰 but just like you said, maybe the confusion is on, should I say New York、
right.
or New York?
Right, right. So I'm sure 200 years ago, they probably said New York.
Oh, like 这是新的东西、
right.
It's new, New York.
Right, but now we say New York.
Ah, New York.
Right.
New York、mm-hmm. 所以就是你发这个城市 这里面带 new 的发音的时候就不要把它发成 new 而是 new、
yeah.
是吧 New York
Just New York、
New York 旁边的这个 New Jersey
Right, same thing
New Jersey
New
不是
Jersey.
New Jersey
Right
Well, New Jersey is a state 对吧、mm. 是一个州然后呢它有一个城市是 Jersey City
Jersey City、right.
所以你问它是哪里来的 I'm from Jersey、
mm.
很多人都不说 New Jersey
Right
yeah, 都是 Jersey
Right、
yeah.那我们刚刚给大家的这个发音规律 I don't know how much it applies to this next city、which I still don't know how to pronounce
Right, this one's tough So back to France again We had New England and New France、
mm-hmm.
And this was a city in New France、
So
it looks like New Orleans
新奥尔良、
mm-hmm.
喜欢吃鸡翅的朋友新奥尔良鸡翅鸡腿喜欢那个 flavor 的朋友
I think about the music Oh, when the、
yeah.
Saints go marching in Anyway, New Orleans Again, that sounds like a sportscaster of some kind But generally speaking there It will be Narlands
This is way too hard
Nar, like Nar
哦，像去哪儿
？Right, yeah.
哦、
yeah, yeah.
去那儿，去新奥尔良，真的就是那儿吗
yeah, Narlands, yeah.
我其实认识很多美国朋友，他们自己都觉得这个城市名很难发音。
Mm-hmm, right, because this one is going to really, the way you pronounce it really is going to demonstrate your relationship to the city.
Yeah, yeah. So 你刚刚的那个那儿
，Narlands,
Narlands 是很 local 的 Narlands 的发音，是吧？
Right.
Do you know I've actually been to Narlands?
Really?
对，但是我还一直跟人家说的就是 I have been to New Orleans.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's great. 如果你觉得很难发这样很 local 的音 that's okay.
Right.
但至少下次别人跟你说 Narlands 的时候你知道说、
right.
Oh, they're talking about New Orleans.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
好，那接下来我要说的这个呢是洛杉矶。Los Angeles.
Okay, so I have already said a couple times today, wow, you know, your Narlands pronunciation, amazing. Toronto pronunciation, amazing. Sometimes your LA pronunciation, could be more amazing.
对，我是不太会读。首先我觉得这里有两个步骤啊, two steps. The first one is...真的很少人说这个城市的全名
Right, right, right
Rarely hear people say Los Angeles
Right
一般他们就是说 LA 这两个首字母
Right
But they don't even say LA
No, it's actually difficult for us to do that Because we combine them together LA
对就是基本上美国人都会连读说 LA、
mm-hmm.
是吧
LA、right. LA
就好像是拼音那个 L-E-I LA
Right
LA
LA
LA.
Right. So for us to actually say LA, like that's harder.
LA. LA.、Yeah. Okay. I got it now. 我如果把它想成是拼音就简单很多。LA.、Mm. 我很累。我要去 LA. 放松一下。
Right.
LA 真的很放松啦。
Right. Right. I've never been to LA and I've also never been to our next city, which is in the same state.
加州、很漂亮的城市我非常喜欢。旧金山、
San Francisco
我觉得可能不是特别难发音但是很多当地的人就会说 San Fran
Right, so San Fran Basically the stress on both of those syllables、That is absolutely accurate But when we're saying San Francisco You probably notice that I am pronouncing San But then the next A is the schwa again San Francisco
不是 San Francisco
Right, San Francisco
Fran, San Francisco.
Right.
Oh, 有点像 Fran. Fran, San Fran. 哎呦，好难哦。Okay, the Bay Area, 好不好
The Bay Area, yeah, the Bay Area.
That's another thing I noticed. 就是湾区是吧？它可能是辐射了什么 San Francisco.
Right.
Okay, 好，那接下来要看的这个美国城市呢，反正也是 West Coast，离我们温哥华很近，就是西雅图。
Okay, Seattle.
Seattle.
Right.
我想说这个城市的发音是我觉得对于很多英语学习者啊有这种很夸张的要把嘴张得很大的发音我们觉得是很难的 但是当你发西雅图的时候 you really need to open wide your mouth,、mm-hmm. right? Seattle.
Right, Seattle.
Seattle.、Mm. 就是不是 Seattle, 是 Seattle.
Right. Right, so you might notice there that there are two T's in that word, and no native speaker is going to pronounce either of them. It's Seattle.
对，就特别美式发音里面 T 经常就是被发成 D 的音、mm-hmm. 对吧 But I wonder 一个英国人他可能还是会说 Seattle
Depends on their class It'll either be Seattle or Seattle
Seattle、mm-hmm. 然后跑到美国 What?
What? Where? Seattle
Oh Seattle Seattle 好那最后要说的一个美国城市呢是芝加哥I want to talk about this one because the spelling is C-H-I-C-A-G-O,、mm. 但是它发音不发 Chicago.
Right, right, it's sh.
S-H.
S-H, right.
Chicago.
So what you just said about the opening wide here, I think we should really stress that for Chicago because they really open wide there. It's right in the middle of the country. They really open their mouth wide, so they say Chicago.
Chicago.
Right.
但是也有美国人会说 Chicago in a like jokey way.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Chicago,、mm. yeah. 好 that's it for American cities. 接下来要去的是 Australia.
Okay, so you should really take the reins here, Jenny.
I'm not sure, because、mm. 我已经十几年没有，就我大学毕业以后就没有再去过澳洲。
Yeah, we don't need to say when that was.
我离开澳洲以后这么多年就没有回去 which I really would love to,、mm. 因为真的很漂亮。
Same,
对
same.
很棒的地方。那澳洲我们要说的三个城市，悉尼、布里斯班和墨尔本、mm. 啊。首先说 Sydney.
Okay, so I have never been to Sydney, but I have heard a lot of people...talk about Sydney. In fact, a good friend of mine lives there now, and he has totally adopted an Australian accent, despite being from
Canada. Oh, so how does he say
Sydney?
Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney. Like really, like he pulls up his face, like his cheeks go up and Sydney.
就有点像中文 Sydney.
I think, yeah, here,
Sydney, 对吧
This is one of those times where the Chinese is going to help you.
Help you, yeah.就 instead of the she, 你就把它变成 C 就好了。
Right, exactly.
Like the letter C.
Right.
Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney.
But I was still, you know, doing the very dorky Sydney.
Oh, I like the Sydney Opera House.
Whereas locals.
Sydney.
Sydney. 好那接下来布里斯班。
Okay, Brisbane.
Brisbane,、mm. 它虽然是 B-A-N-E 结尾啊、right. 就好像班的这个发音嘛布里斯班但是在英文里面 Brisbane.
Right, you guys have probably noticed by now a lot of English words that end with A something E. It's not, we don't say、eight or ain or、mm. age, it's graduate、mm. or Brisbane. Appropriate.
就比较像那个 B-E-N, 对吧 Ben,、mm-hmm. Brisbane.、
Yeah. So again, it's just the non-vowel, just Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Right.
Or as the locals call it, Brizzy.
Brizzy, yeah.
Brizzy.
We don't even need that other sound.
好那讲到这个 Ben 啊 Ben 啊发音另外墨尔本。
Okay, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Right.
它是 B-O-U-R-N-E 结尾
Right
You might be wondering Oh, is this Bourne? Like the Bourne identity?
I was thinking the same thing
但其实它是 Melbourne
Burn, yeah, Melbourne
就有点像那个 B-U-R-N Burn, 是吧
Yes, but again, the stress is going to go on the first syllable
Melbourne
yeah, So that's how a North American would say it But a local would probably be more like Melbourne
Okay, Melbourne好那今天节目的最后呢我们要带大家去英国、啊、英国的这些城市、
yeah.
但是我觉得好处是它都有一些 rules 有一些规则、
yeah.
比如说很多城市是 F-O-R-D 结尾的
Right, Oxford
对吧 Oxford、mm. So it's not going to be Oxford
Right
It's
Oxford
Ford、
yeah.
是吧 Oxford、mm-hmm. 不光是英国的一些城市啊或者可能什么 town就什么街区或者 neighborhoods 都叫什么什么 Ford、
right.
It's always going on 99% of the time、
right.
It's going to be Ford, not Ford
Right, so I grew up near a place called Waterford、
ah.
Or Brantford There's a lot of them
这个 Ford,、mm-hmm. right So just make sure you don't say Ford You say Ford
Ford
Ford 那另外呢，英国很多的地名都是以 H-A-M、ham 结尾。Ham 是火腿。
That's right.
Oh, people were like thinking about ham when they were naming these cities.
That's right. They were thinking about ham, but they don't really want to actually pronounce it.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, right? 比如说英国不是有一个足球队托特纳姆、我们反而是中文是翻译成托特纳姆不是托特汉姆
Right.
Because the spelling, you want to say Tottenham.
Right.
But actually they say
Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Right.
所以就没有这个 H 的音哈
Right. So they don't stress the vowel and they don't stress that H.
Tottenham.
Tottenham. Right.
Tottenham.
Right, right. Or、a story we've talked about a few times on here, Robin Hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Famous English story that took place in Nottingham.
所以也是一样的发音规律、不是 Nottingham、
right.
是 Nottingham、
right.
发成 的音就行了、
right.
是吧
And again, I'm pronouncing the T's like a North American so perhaps a British person would be like It's not Nottingham, it's Nottingham
Nottingham、
right.
对 Nottingham 还有英国很多地名是 S-H-I-R-E 结尾的、
yeah.
This one I've always struggled with、
right.
应该发什么 Shire 还是 Sheer 还是什么
Well, that's what's so frustrating, right? Ford is a thing, ham is a thing, a shire is a
no,
thing But when you put it onto the end of a word, we just don't pronounce it So shire becomes sure Well, the same as like sure, like Adam, do your work Okay, sure, Jenny
Oh, sure
Sure
我说像 T-shirt 那个 shirt、但是你不要发 shirt 不要发那个 t 的音嘛
Sure
Sure 对吧比如说 Yorkshire
Yorkshire yeah Yorkshire pudding
对然后另外一个吃的东西 maybe goes along with、Yorkshire pudding 是一个 cream Devonshire cream
Right Devonshire cream
诶你刚刚说 Shire 也是一个东西 What is it?
It's a, like a place
Oh it's a place、
Yeah like a kind of place
哦、好那今天节目最后要看的这个 city 呢 Well, which also has a football team
Yeah, and this one, we had to look this one up Because I've always known that this one has a weird pronunciation Actually, it has a very simple pronunciation
But the spelling、and the pronunciation don't match
They're so different, right? So it is spelled L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R
光看拼写的话 我会读成Leicester or Leicester?
I wish you guys could have seen Jenny's face just now. yeah, that's what most people,、Leicester, I guess I would look at it and just assume that they dropped an H at some point.
Yeah.
These cities are, you know, 1,000 years old, but it's Leicester. Just like the name, Leicester.
Oh, 就好像 L-E-S-T-E-R.
Right, right. And actually, that is a good...way to wrap this up because we started with Toronto and if、you guys are flying into Toronto you will be flying into Lester Pearson Airport
好那我们中国人遍天下 I am sure 我们今天讲的每一个地方都有很多的中国人 So 我就是想问问说在这些地方的海外的华人你们到了那个地方以后、
right.
Do youpronounce these cities the way locals do because、
right.
you're a local now、
yeah.
right 然后还有不在这些地方的听众朋友们对 we hope this show was super useful to you
right and I would just like to praise Jenny
because
I think for all of these I think you did a heck of a job because it's a long list and it's difficult
Toronto 好谢谢大家收听我们今天的节目还有什么 city 名字你觉得是比较难发难读的啊都可以在留言专区告诉我们 OK, we look forward to seeing you next time 下次再见
Alright, bye guys